We learned last week that if we don't know what the status of the person is, and he comes and he says, I'm a ger, he's going to be nemo with a migu, that he could have said he's a Yisrael. Right? Many Rishonim learned that way. It's based on migu, that he could have said that he's a Yisrael. So the Chazon Ish quotes from Chaim Volozhin, who says that if somebody does not know Yiddish, he's not nemon to say he's a Jew. If he doesn't know Yiddish, he's not nemon to say he's a Jew. Therefore, if somebody comes and says he's a ger, he'll only be nemon if he knows Yiddish, the Yiddish language. Because if it's based on a migud, he has to be able to say he's a Jew, and you're not nemon to say you're a Jew if you don't know Yiddish. So then you can't say I'm a ger with a migud that I'm a Jew if you don't know Yiddish. Right? Sounds like the janitors in some of the yeshivas, that they know Yiddish better than the boys. But that's what Chaim Volozhin is Chiddush. So the Chazon Ish says, you can only say that I gave you the sheet of the Chazon Ish. That Chaim Volozhin has said that in a time and a place where every Jew knew Yiddish. Like in Europe, everyone, that was the spoken language. So then, if somebody comes and he doesn't know Yiddish, right, and he says, I'm Jewish, right, so then that's a reyesa right away in his statement that he's a Jew. But you can't make a klal like that every time, all the time, and everywhere in the world. It depends on the situation. There are plenty in many, many other countries, right? Like Jews don't know Yiddish. So then you can say you're Jewish, even though you don't know Yiddish. So he just qualifies that. He says, Chaim Volozhin was talking in his time, in his place, when every Jew knew Yiddish. Because basically, to establish that Cheskas Hanhoga, he repeats, it has to be to establish a Cheskas Hanhoga, people have to be convinced that you're really Jewish, or that you're a Yid, by your Hanhoga, and that's the Ikur. That people are convinced, people really believe it, and that will establish Cheskas Hanhoga. But in terms of a person coming and stating that he's a Jew, so he says Ruchai Velozhin was in his time, in his place. Yes.
Like you could make a certain like thing that everybody does, and like a yam or some new, but like everyone does that when you come like a.
Yeah, right. Similar to what Ruchai Velozhin is saying, knowing Yiddish. Yeah. Okay. That we spoke on Friday about Hoidos Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Kalas and Mitzvahs Chamuris. And we saw the Chemda Shloima says that there's a difference between Kabbalas Mitzvahs and Hoidos Mitzvahs. Kabbalas Mitzvahs is Ma'akev, Hoidos Mitzvahs is not Ma'akev, right? And this is the Ritva in Shabbos, the Nebuchadnezzar says that, and I bring a raya from the Sechah Shabbos, from the Gemara there about a Gershon Isgayer Levain Ho'akum, that he didn't know about Shabbos. So all the Shabboses that he's Mechalel, he only has to bring one Korban Chatas on all those Shabboses. So even though he had no Yediyah at all about the Mitzvah of Shabbos, it's still a Gerus. And we were raising the question, so how far does that go? Right? If you lack the most basic knowledge of what Judaism is, of what Torah is about, is that still a valid gerus? Okay, you see from the Gemara in Shabbos that even if he has no yediyah about Shabbos, what about if he has no yediyah about Avodah Zorah? That there's an Issa Avodah Zorah, right? Is that still a gerus, even though it's the most fundamental principle of Torah? So I found in Ramesh's Tshuva that he refers to Amid Beis, Samaches Amid Beis. We saw Samaches Amid Aleph in Shabbos. In Samaches Amid Beis, there's a a braisa that says, Klal Godol Omru B'Shabbos Kol Shocheach Iko Shabbos Ve'osa Melochas Harvei B'Shabboses Harvei Eino Chayev Ela Achas Ketzet Tinoch Shenishbo Levein Anochim Ve'ger Shenizgaya Bein Anochim Ve'osa Melochas Harvei B'Shabboses Harvei Eino chayiv al achatas achas, v'chayiv al adam achas, v'al achelav achas, v'al avodah zora achas. So it says that if he eats dam, he eats chelav for many, many times. So he doesn't know about dam and chelav. He's only chayiv one chatas. It's one shkoga, basically, because he never learned about it, right? And so too by Avodah Zarah, right? He worshipped Avodah Zarah, and this gershon is gaya vein ha levein ha goyim, right? And it's a valid gerus. He was never taught about Avodah Zarah. And yet the gerus is a valid gerus. So Ramesha says, and I just gave you this tshuva of Ramesha. Ramesha says, just read a few lines from it, Avshavadi mekablin gerim, Avshalo yade, we'll go through this whole tshuva, probably next week. Avshavadi mekablin gerim, Avshalo yade, rov dine hatayra sharei modin osam rach mitzas mitzas. Every time you mekabel a gerim. He doesn't know most of the mitzvahs. You only teach him some of the mitzvahs. Uposhet she'af rov dine Shabbos ein modi enosan. Gamatzino od yosesh. Av shalo yoda ager shum mitzvah hu ger. Even if the ger doesn't know a single mitzvah, he's still a ger. Don mefurish v'shabbos. Samachesa mebeis. Gershen izgaya ben anochim. Chayev chatas achas al kol melochis. Shalkola Shavas, Al Adam Achas, Al Chelev Achas, Al Vadazor Achas, Rei Nimsa, Shalo Hodiyu, Shum Nitzvah, Avlo Ikre HaEmuna, Mikol Makom Huge. They didn't even teach him the fundamental principles of Emuna, that there's an Issa Avodazor, yet he's a Ger. Hu Mishum Da'ayri Shekibol Olav Lasos, Kol Mashi Yehudim Tzrichim Lasos, V'Zesagi L'Gerim. He says, what's the Kabbalah's mitzvah then? He's Mikabal upon himself. Whatever Jews are obligated to do, I'm mekabel upon myself. He doesn't know what they're obligated to do, but he's mekabel that upon himself. Begeder nasa v'nishma, right? So that's considered to be a kabbalah. V'en choshishim loyim, but the dilma im hoyi yodeh, mi mitzvah zu, lo hoyi mekabel olav. And we don't say that maybe if he would know about a particular mitzvah, he wouldn't have been mekabel. Because we know the halacha is, and we'll learn about this when we deal with Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that if he's mekabel all mitzvahs except dova echad, except one mitzvah, afilo dova echad midivri soifrim, the kabbalah is not a kabbalah, right? But we don't assume that. If he says, I'm mekabel, whatever a Jew was obligated to do, that's considered to be a kabbalah, even though there was no hodor of mitzvahs bifrat at all. Right, so Ramesh is very, very clear about that, and that's based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Samaches Amid Beis. Now, it seems that, it's pretty clear from the poskim that Hoidoas Mitzvahs is not Ma'akev. However, there are some poskim who seem to say that Hoidoas Mitzvahs is Ma'akev. The Tosis Yushonim on Daf Memhei Amid Beis, on the Sugya Miloi Tovlo Lenidusa. So Tosis Yushonim says that that according to the teretz of that you need three by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. You only need a besen by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but not by tefillah. And Talmid Chachamim standing there b'shas tefillah is only a din lechatchila. So he says that you have to say the case of Miloi Tovlo L'Nidusa, there was no Bezdin B'Shas Tvila when she was Tovil for Nidus, but you have to say the Hachi Mayri, Shkiblo Kvar HaMitzvis, V'Hodi'uha Mitzvis Kalas V'Chamurois, the Ilav Hachi Lo Sagi B'Tvilas Nidusa. You have to say that there was a Bezdin there at the time of Kabbalah's Mitzvis, and when they were Modia, her Kalis v'chamuros, because otherwise the tefillas nido would not be effective. So the Tosis Yeshonim says two lashonis, Kabbalah's mitzvahs and Hoidoas mitzvahs kalis v'chamuros. You must say that there was a bezdin there for both of those. So the implication, the inference from the Tosis Yeshonim is that not only is Kabbalah's mitzvahs ma'akev, but also Hoidoas mitzvahs kalis v'chamuros. Some mitzvahs you have to tell them. Some mitzvahs. Certainly you don't have to tell them rov mitzvahs, but you have to be modia them something. If they're in the total dark and they have no idea what mitzvahs are, but they say, we're mekabel, whatever a Jew was obligated to do, it could very well be, according to the Tosis Yeshonim, and there's some other Rishonim as well, the Rav Avraham in Ahor, also seems to say that Hoidoas mitzvahs would be ma'akiv. But the vast majority of opinion of Rishonim is that only Kabbalah's mitzvahs are ma'akev, but Hoidoas mitzvahs is not ma'akev. And the Rambam seems to say that, right? Rambam, the Magid Mishnah, Mukhe Yosef, Ritva, that Hoidoas mitzvahs is not ma'akev. But we see from Rav Meisha's Tshuva, from the Gemara in Shabbos, that even if he doesn't know, it seems, any mitzvah, the most fundamental mitzvah, even that of Avodah Zorah, that's not ma'akev. So what is the Kabbalah's mitzvah? Kabbalah is whatever Jews are obligated to do, whatever is stated in Torah. In Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh, I obligate myself. That's considered to be a Kabbalah's mitzvah. So there's a famous Beis Halevi in Parshas Yisroi. Beis Halevi asks a kasha, really on the principle of Naseh V'Nishma, and we're applying that over here. He asks a kasha. The Rambam has a shita that a mechayiv atzmo bedovash eino kotzuv lochol achiyuv. If a person's mischayiv something which has no limit, right, which is not set, which is not fixed, so there is no, he cannot create such a chiyuv. So for instance, the Beis Halevi says, if a person will be mekabel, he'll make a kinyan with somebody, and he says, I am mechuyev to do whatever you tell me to do. Nachal. There's no chiyuv. That chiyuv. It's a dovah shein kotzuv, and the Rambam shita is, you cannot be mechayev yourself on a dovah shein kotzuv. So yes, the kasha, so how were Klal Yisrael able to say, Naseh V'Nishma before Matan Torah? They had no idea what they were getting into, what kind of chiyuvim they would be obligated to do. So it's a dovah she'eino kotzuv, and such a chiyuv is not chal, according to the Rambam. So how was Naseh V'Nishma considered to be a kabbalas mitzvah? And especially since they were also mekabel, according to most meforshim, they were also mekabel Torah she'bal peh as well. And Torah she'bal peh is limitless, is infinite. Right, so then there's and certainly ain't no kotzuv. So so how were they able to be mechayiv themselves? So the Beis Halevi says here, he has a whole arichus in the drushes in Sefer Beis Halevi. But over here, Bekitza, he says that the Rambam is saying that a person cannot be mekabel upon himself a hischayvus which is ain't no kotzuv. But yet we say, a person can sell himself to become an Eved Ivri. And when he becomes an Eved Ivri, the master can tell him to do anything he wants him to tell him. Right? There's no limit on what he can tell him. There's no hours. It's not a 9-to-5 day when you're an Eved Ivri. So it's a Dov HaShem HaKotzel. So how does that fit in with the Rambam? So the Beis Halevi says, there's a fundamental difference between creating a Hischayvus on yourself, that you're chayiv to do certain things. That has to be a Dov HaKotzel. By Eved Ivri, why is the what happens when a person sells himself to be an Eved Ivri? Right? The master has a kinyan in him. He's kind to him. He's kind to his guf. And therefore, that and based on that kinyan, he's makne gufo l'rabo. So a kinyan can be chal, and based on that kinyan, the master can tell him to do whatever he wants him to do. It's not his chayvus, but rather it's kinyan. So he says, the Beis Halevi explains, by Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael said Naseh V'Nishma, it wasn't a hischayvus that we're accepting upon ourselves the chiyuvim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell us to do. But their Kabbalah, the Kabbalah Satayra by Naseh V'Nishma, was Hiknu Gufam La Torah Ula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were Makne their guf. We became Avdei Hashem. We were Makne our guf and our neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Torah says in Parshas Yisro, Shmartin es Brisi, which is Torah Shabbal Peh, right, which has no kitzvah, and the Torah says in that pasuk, V'yisem liskula mikol ha'amim. So the Medrash Darshan, skula means kenuyim li. V'yisem liskula mikol ha'amim, shetiyu kenuyim li. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquired Klal Yisrael. It was a kinyan that we became avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there's no chisorin of a dovish ein lo kitzvah. And as the Beis Halevi says, that's the difference between Bnei Noach and Klal Yisrael. Bnei Noach in their sheva mitzvahs, Bnei Noach, they're not koni to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a hischayvus that they have to keep the sheva mitzvahs. It's a gather of chiyuv, but their guf is not konui to the sheva mitzvahs. Masha'en came by Klal Yisrael, the Matan Torah. Not only do we get more mitzvahs, we got Taryag mitzvahs, but the whole essence, the whole hagdora of our relationship with the mitzvahs, our chiyuv to do the mitzvahs is different. is unique. It's that we are kinuyim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do the mitzvahs, and therefore there's no chisaron of a dovah shein lo chitza. So that's why a ger who's mekabel the mitzvahs and he has no idea what's involved in doing that, that's like Klal Yisrael, saying Nasa v'nishba by Har Sinai. Because a ger is, through the act of gerus, he's becoming an eved of Hashem, like the rest of the members of Klal Yisrael, right? So there's no chisorin of a dova of mischayiv on a dova shein lo kitzvo, but rather it's a kinyin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Torah, right? That's the Beis HaLevi. You ever hear this Beis HaLevi? Beautiful Beis HaLevi. In the drosha space, kedai to go through the drosha. He's mighty. He has pages on this, in which he explains many, many different things. Right? But that's the aside of how this Kabbalah works without knowing exactly what you're being mekabel. Okay, let's get into the inyan of the seder of mila utfila. The Gemara says that that once the Beis Din is convinced of the sincerity of the ger, so matpilin molino somiyad, right? Molino somiyad. First they do mila, and then after the mila is healed, so then they do tefila. So it seems in the Seder of Gerus, Tosis points out, mashra shamila koydem tefila, kidama en ger achiyimol v'yitva. Mila always seems to come before the tefila. So it seems that the Seder is ma'akiv, that first you need Mila and then the Tvila. So Tosis asks Akasha on that. It seems in the case of Muberes, a pregnant woman who's Megayer, that the Gemara says, Beno ein tzorich Tvila, that the Tvila of the mother works for the son, but afterwards he'll need Mila. So here we have a case where the tefillah comes before the milah. So a little bit of background on that Gemara. The Gemara over there says on Daf Ayin Ches that a muberesh and isgaira, right? Muberesh and isgaira. So the ben doesn't need tefillah. So the Gemara asks, why doesn't he need tefillah? Bishlom, it's if uber is yerechimo, the uber is part of the mother, the tefillah of the mother is oile for the uber. But if Uba is lav yerechimo, the Uba is a separate entity from the mother, so how could the tefillah of the mother work for the son? So the Gemara says, because after all, the mother is a chatzitza. He's a separate human being inside the mother, so the mother is a chatzitza. The Gemara says, maybe you'll say like Rabbi Yitzchok, that the Vartoira Ruba will makbid all of chaitzes, Ruba sheino makbid all of eino chaitzes. Right? So that Rabbi Yitzchak said the clothing of chatzitza on midoraisa, and it has to be rubo u'machbid. You need both rov, that should, the chatzitza should cover rov, and it should also be machbid. But if it's rov ve'eno machbid, or machbid ve'eno rov, it's not a chatzitza min hatay. So over here, it's the mother is not machbid. She wants the baby to be inside her womb. Right, so she's not magbid. So even though she is a chatzitza for the baby, but it's not going to be a chatzitza midai raisa because it's a case of eino magbid. So Gemara says, "V'ho omer Rav Kahana leishono v'lo ruba v'al kulo chayitzet." So Gemara says, "Yeah, but that's only when it's ruba v'eino magbid is not a chatzitza. Kuloi v'eino magbid is a chatzitza. So the baby is kuloi inside the mother. So that should be a chatzitza, even though she's not magbid." So Gemara answers, "Shani uba da hainu ribise. There's no chatzitza because hainu ribise. This is the normal way. This is the normal way, this is the way it is, and it's not like a chatzitza where you have some dirt on your hand, but this is the derech ha'olam, this is the normal derech, that the uba is inside the womb, and therefore even though she's completely covering the uba, it's not, there's no din chatzitza." So what do we see from this Gemara? If uba lav yerech imo, the tefillah on the mother is also a tefillah, a separate, it's considered to be a separate tefillah on the uba, right? Because the uba is not part of the mother is not considered to be a chatzitza because hainu ribisa. So Taisis asked the kasha. So then we see that tefillah can come before mila because we assume that the mila, since it's a ben, So you have to do a milah afterwards to complete the gerus. So the tefillah of gerus was first, and then the milah is going to take place afterwards. So Oimeri, the shani hosom dakoti lechazi lemilah. So the re answers that at that time when he's in the womb, it's lechazi lemilah. So there are two ways of learning pshat in Tosis. One way of learning pshat is the way the Kerenoira understands Tosis. Akoti lechazi lemilah. That means that at this time, the gerus is a gerus of tefillah alone, since he's not roi for mila, right? He's not roi for mila, so he's like an isha, right? An isha, for an isha, the gerus is sufficient just to have a tefillah, and even though he eventually is going to have an orla, but since at this time of the tefillah, when he's in the womb, so he's not chazi lemila, so the tefillah is sufficient for the geirus, even though uba lav yerachimo. If uba yerachimo, for sure, that's good enough for the geirus. If uba yerachimo, because he's a limb of the mother, so the geirus of the mother is a geirus on him as well. So yes, then you certainly don't need a mila to be part of the geirus. But even if uba lav yerachimo, since now he's not chazi lemila, so then the geirus is a geirus with tefila alone, right? And the mila that they'll do afterwards is not a mila of geirus; it'll be a mila of like any ben Yisrael has a mitzvah mila. So whose shita is this? If we learn this pshat in Tosis, which shita in Rishonim is this? Namukhe Yosef, and the Ra'ah. Namukhe Yosef quotes the Ra'ah, and it's also the Ritva. Namukhe Yosef really is derived from the Ritva, as we've seen before. So then, according to this pshat in Tosis, since he's not Roy for Mila, so the Geirus takes place with the Tvila alone, and therefore you have no Raya that Mila Kaidem Tvila works, because this is a Geirus, a Tvila alone. It's like the Geirus of an Ish. It's like the case of Nichras Agid. We learned before in Tosis that a man who's Shenichras Agid, so his Geirus is Tvila alone, because he has no Orla. So this child has no Orla at this time, and therefore the geirus is the tefillah alone. But what is Tosis Shita in terms of seder? Mila has to come before tefillah. It's ma'akid, right? And this is not a raya against that, because over here the geirus was the tefillah alone. That's one possible pshat in Tosis. That's the way the Kerenoira understood Tosis. But there's another possible pshat in Tosis. That all Tosis is saying over here is that Enochanami, the Mila is, you need a Mila to complete the Geirus, right? And the Seder usually is Ma'akev, Mila, and then Tefillah. However, by a Mu'uberes, the Seder is not going to be Ma'akev, because since at this time when you're doing the Tefillah, there is no Orla, right? What was the svara that the seder's ma'akev? The simple svara that the seder's ma'akev, they have to do mila and then tefillah, is because, as the Nemuke Yosef says, what's the svara Nemuke Yosef gives? Tevel Sheretz V'yado. Because if he's an orel, so then you can't do the tefillah. First you have to remove the orla, that svara sa'orla, the tumasa orla, so then you can do the tefillah. But over here, in this uba, there is no orla, and therefore, at this time, there's no orla. So therefore, the tefillah is going to work, and that's what Tosis means. Kevin de lo chazi lemila. So it's not going to say. It's not going to be a toivel v'sheretz biyodo. But eino chanani. You do need a mila afterwards when he'll be roi lemila. You'll have to have the mila to complete, right? To complete the gerus. But the seder is not ma'akev, right? So according to this pshat, the Seder is not ma'akev by a mu'beres. Normally, the Seder is ma'akev, you need mila and then tefillah, so it shouldn't be a toivel v'sheretz biyodoy, according to Tosis. But by the case of mu'beres, you can do the tefillah before the mila, because at the time of the tefillah, there is no toivel v'sheretz biyodoy, there is no orla, but the mila afterwards is a mila of geirus. It's a mila of geirus. That's the way the Orach Laner originally wanted to learn. Then he wants to say that's the pshat in Taisis that the all Taisis are saying is that by a Mulberis, the Seder of Mila and Tefillah is not Ma'akir, whereas by a regular Ger, the Seder has to be Mila and then Tefillah, but afterwards the Orech Laner switches and learns like the Keren Oira that Taisis is saying. That this gerus is the gerus of an isha. According to the second way of learning, Taisus is saying that you can't say it's the gerus of an isha with tefillah alone, because we know eventually he's going to have an orla. It's not like an isha or like nichras agin, where in mitzias there is no orla and there's no possibility at all of doing a mila. Over here, there is the possibility of doing a mila. And we know that the eventuality is that he will have a mila, and you'll have to do the mila to complete the gerus. But it's just that the seder hadvarim is not going to be ma'akiv. So so there are two possible explanations within Taisus. But when we get to the Rishonim, we see that the Rishonim have a very clear mahalach that each one of the Rishonim have, right? The Ramban Shita is what? What's the Ramban Shita in the Seder of Mila and Tefila?
Doesn't matter.
Ramban holds that Tefila before Mila, b'di'eved, is going to be okay. There's no difference whether you do the Mila and then the Tefila, or the Tefila and then the Mila. And his Raya is from the case of Mu'uberis. That Gufa is the Raya of the Ramban. In the case of Mu'uberis, where the Tefila is before the Mila, and we're talking, the Ramban says over here, we're talking about a son. We're talking about a boy. We're not talking about a girl. That the gerus is just the mila, because it says beno, right? Beno ain't tzorich tefila. If the Gemara wanted to talk about a daughter, it said bita she ain't tzorich tefila. So talking about a son, so the Gemara is telling us that even on the son, the tefila of the mother is going to work on the son, and then you'll complete the gerus with the mila afterwards. Yes.
We were discussing during Seder. Everything other than Kubar Lav Yarahuma, there is some Geras going on, but the Mila is actually for Geras, even if Mila is not for Geras, there's some Tefillah going on in the Me'imo. Is there any Kabbalah, like Ger Katan?
No Kabbalah.
So if it's a Geras, like it is Tefillah for Geras.
Oh, you're asking, is there a Kabbalah at the age of 13 in a case like this? So we'll get to that. We'll come to that. Let's first discuss the Maisa Geras, and then we'll talk about that. Okay, so according to the Ramban, the Seder is not Ma'akiv. You can do Tefillah before Milas. And then the question is, the obvious question is, right, why does the Gemara say that first we do the Mila and then the Tefillah, and right after he's healed from the Mila, we do the Tefillah, because Shuyah Mitzvah Lo Mashino, and the Ramban asks, let's do the Tefillah first, and then the Mila, and then you're hastening the whole process. You're expediting the whole process. You can do the Tefillah and then the Mila. You don't have to, with Mila first, you have to wait till Nisrape, and then do the Tefillah. You're delaying things. Masha Enkin, so why not just do the Tefillah and then the Mila, since the Seder is not going to be Ma'akir. So what is the Ramban answer to that? Two answers the Ramban gives. One answer, he says, is that maybe there's a mitzvah to do the Mila and then the Tefillah. He doesn't explain himself. Apparently it would be like a mitzvah d'rabbonon. Seder's not ma'akir. That means midoraisa, the Seder's not ma'akir. But midorabbonon, they said, you should do the Mila before the Tefillah. So that's a din l'chatchila. The second answer the Ramban gives is that since the Mila is painful, right? And so if the ger will change his mind, so we prefer that he change his mind now rather than be tovel him, and then he'll have change his mind afterwards. This will show, by doing the Mila, that will show whether his commitment is really sincere or if he's afraid of having the Mila. So then he'll change his mind. Im libo nokfo, he'll be Pirish now and decide not to do the gerus. So that's why we do the Mila before. But the Seder is not ma'akiv according to the Ramban. The Muki Yosef starts off with this question. He starts off with, the Ramban actually also starts off with this question, right? Why don't we do the Tefillah and then the Mila? Why does the Gemara say the Seder is Milan then Tefillah? And the Mukhi Yosef says that his Shita is, and the Ritva Shita, is that the Seder is Ma'akev. You have to do Milah before Tefillah, because first you have to remove the Tumas Akum. You have to remove the Tumas Orla, so there shouldn't be a Tevil V'sheretz B'yodo, and therefore even B'di'evet it's Ma'akev. And the Mukhi Yosef introduces the concept of Tefillas Kelim, right? That Tefillah of a Ger is very similar to Tefillas Kelim, right? The whole idea of Tefillas Kelim is what? The Kelim that we buy from a Goy, why are we Tevil? Because so that it's Nichnas Likdushas Yisrael. Before it was in the Rishus of Tumas Akum, and now it's Nichnas L'Rishus Yisrael. So just like by Tefillas Kelim, what's the halacha of the Kelim Atreif? And you have to do Agola and Tefillah. What's the Seder? So the Gemara in Avodah Zorah says Magilon u'Matvilon. First you do the Hagola, and then you do the Tefillah. Why? So it shouldn't be Tovil v'Sheretz v'Yodai. Remove the Isurim, and then you do Tefillah. So too over here. Remove the Tuma of Tuma Sa'arla through the Mila, and then you do the Tefillah. So, although the Mukhi Yosef points out, and this we'll see as a machloikis rishonim, that by Tefillas Kelim, what happens if you reverse the order? Right, you did the Tefillah and then the Hagola afterwards.
It's still okay.
Well, it's still okay. B'di'evet, it's going to be okay. But he says, but by Gerus, Tefillah and then Mila is not okay. Why? Because by Gerus, it's a Tuma Gemura. Over there, it's not a Tuma Gemura to do the Hagola. But here, it's a Tuma Gemura. I think what he means by that, what does he mean by Tuma Gemura? And over there, by the Kalim have Tarfis in them, that's not Tuma Gemura. I think what he means is that there's a Tanai, in order to become a Yisrael, you have to remove the Tuma Sa'arla, right? That's a Ma'akev in becoming a Yisrael. Right? So you have to first remove the Tumas Ha'orla, and then, because Kol Goyim Areilim, the Orla represents being a Goy, so you have to remove that in order to become, it's a prerequisite to become a Yisrael. So first there has to be Mila, and then Tvila. Masha Enkein, Tarfis is not, removing the Tarfis is not a stira to the Tvilas Kelim. Because that's not a tumma. There's isurim inside the kli. You're not supposed to use those kelim for cooking because the tarfis will come out. But it's not something which is a tnai in order to be machnis the kelim into kedushas Yisrael. So though lechatchila you should do the hagola and then the tvila, but it won't be ma'akev b'di'evet over there. But over here, in the Mukhi Yosef says. And Tvila, Vachakach Mila will be Ma'akid Vidyevit, because that's a stira to becoming. And to have an Orla is a stira to becoming a Ben Yisrael and to get Kedushas Yisrael. And the Raya of the Ramban from Uberes, that you can do Tvila before the Mila, so the Mukhi Yosef brings the Ra'ah, that the Ra'ah is Daiche. Over there, since the Uber is B'mei Imo, he's not Roy Lamila, so he has a status like in the cave, and the Gerus will be a Gerus of Tefillah alone, and therefore the Mila afterwards is a Mila of a Ben Yisrael. It's not the Mila, of a Gerus, because the Gerus was completed with the Tefillah alone. There are a number of different nafkaminis, whether the Mila afterwards is a Mila of a Ben Yisrael or a Mila of Geus, right? What are the Nafkaminis? What are some Nafkaminis? Well, eighth day or right away. If it's a Mila of a Ben Yisrael, he's already a Jew. So then a Vayom HaShemini, right? If it's a Mila of Geus, right? So then it could be right away. It can be on the day that the baby is born. That's one Nafkamina. What's another Nafkamina? What? No, Pidyon HaBen will leave. No, that's a kasha on the Ramban, big kasha. That's the, no, we leave that. That's yeah. Tuesday Shia.
If it's
Doiche Shabbos, right? Doiche Shabbos, right? What else? Do you need a Bezdin? Standing there, Bishas Hamila. If it's a milah of Geirus, you need a Bezdin. If it's a milah of Ben Yisrael, you don't need a Bezdin. The bracha is different. What's the bracha by a milah of Ben Yisrael? Ala milah. What's the bracha milah of Geirim? Anybody know? Al milas Geirim. It's not ala milah, it's al milas Geirim. So it's a different bracha. So there are many, many different nafkaminis, whether it's a milah of Geirus or a milah of Mila ben Yisrael. And then we'll come to the Achiezis Kasha and the Stifler's Kasha. If it's a Mila of Geirus and when the baby is born, he's really not Jewish yet until you do the Milas. They have tremendous, tremendous Kashas from various Gemaras. That we'll do on Tuesday. I gave you the Stifler today for anyone who had a chance to start it, but we're not going to talk about that issue today. What's the Shita of the Rashba? What's the Shita of the Rashba? He's against the Ramban. The Rashba holds that Mila v'achakach Tvila is ma'akiv. Right? You have to have the Mila and then the Tvila. That's going to be ma'akiv. And because it's Tovil v'sheretz biyodoi. And the Geirus, the Tefillah has to be the last stage of the Geirus. The Rashba says, Kevin Sha Tefillah Koilelis Ikor HaGeirus V'lotzeis Metumas Goyim V'likonis Bigdushas Yisrael. Right? The Tefillah has to be the last step, which is Machnis Ligdushas Yisrael. Removes the Tumas Goyim, the Tumas Akum, and Machnis Ligdushas Yisrael. The Rashba says it's going to be Makiv, and he also brings down the case of Tvilas Kelim, right? That you can't have, it has to be the Magilim V'Achach Matbilim because of Tovil V'Sheretz B'Yodoi, but he also says, like the Raivid, that it's not going to be Makiv B'Diyah. It seems to the Rashba that the main sheet of the Rashba is that Mila V'Achach Tvila is going to be Makiv B'Diyah, either Ramban's Raya from Mu'uberes, in the case of Mu'uberes that we see Tefillah v'achakach Mila, so the Rashba here has a different terence. He doesn't answer like the Re'ah and in the Muki Yosef that over there it was Tefillah alone was sufficient for the Geirus. No, the Rashba holds that you'll need the Mila for the Geirus also, right? And according to the Rashba, what's going to happen by Mu'uberes? It's going to happen when the baby is born. What will they do? By the case of Mu'uberes, according to Rashi, since the Seder is Ma'akev, first Mila and Tvila, they'll have to do a Mila and then another Tvila. The Tvila that they did before is not going to be effective. Won't be effective. But the Gemara says that the Tvila, B'noi Ein Tzorich Tvila, it is effective. So how does the Rashba answer that? It means Bita. B'noi over here does not mean B'noi. B'noi means really Bita. Gemara is referring to a daughter, and therefore on the daughter, all you need is Tvila, and the fact that the Gemara said Beno means Vlodo. We find that in other cases where the Gemara uses the term Beno, but it really means Bita. The Gemara that we learned about, Akum Abo Abbas Yisrael, right? It says Beno is Pogum. Beno is Pogum. What does it mean, Pogum? Pogum Likuhuna. So it's referring to a daughter. That the daughter is pogum likuhuna, she can't marry a kohen, right? So even though it said b'no, it really means vita. So the Rashba shita, is yet another shita. By the Rashba holds that mila v'achakach tvila is going to be ma'akiv. The seder is ma'akiv in the geirus. Seder is ma'akiv in the geirus. And by the case of mu'uberes. You'll have to do a mila and then a tefillah afterwards because the seder is ma'akev. So the tefillah bishas the ibur is not going to be effective if it's a son. If it's a daughter, then it's effective. Then it'll be effective. At the very end, however, the Rashba says another possibility. He says efsha nami lechatchila dafka v'ovid also lo tefillah. Rashba says he accepts the possibility that maybe the din of Mila v'achakach Tvila is only l'chatchila. If you did the Tvila before the Mila, it'll work b'di'evet. But his ikar netiyah, his ikar inclination is that the milah of achachach tefila, the seder is ma'akev, right? Seder is ma'akev. So in that he's like the Mukhi Yosef, the Ritva, the Ra'ah, and possibly Tosis. And Tosis, that the Seder is Ma'akiv. However, he has a different teretz on Mu'beris. Or is in Huke Yosef, and we all say the case of Mu'beris is that she had, it's a gerus of an Isha because of Lo Chozi Lamila. The Rashba says, no, it's the gerus of a ben. If it would be a ben, so then you'll need a Mila, v'achakach tefila after the son is born. The case in the Gemara that said that the tefillah is effective is talking about a bas. Then it's going to be effective. So we have a number of different shittas in the poskim, in the rishonim, on the seder of mila and tefillah. What's the machlokes? What's the nekudas ha-machlokes? Whether mila va'achakach tefillah is ma'akev or the seder is not ma'akev. What's the machlokes? So we've already discussed this really, but I want to add one or two points to this. It seems that the simple way of learning the machlokes is what is the role of mila in the games, right? If the role of mila is that mila and tefila are two equal parts to the gerus, maisa gerus, you have to do a mila and a tefila, so then it shouldn't matter what the seder is, right? They're both equal in establishing the gerus. Or do we say that no, mila is a tanai, a hasoras ha'orlo, that's a ma'akev, that's a prerequisite in order to do the tefila, so that it should enter kedushas Yisrael, and therefore the mila has to come before, has to be first. Right? And so, and on this machlokes could also be totally whether mila requires bezdin. We saw a major machlokes whether the mila requires bezdin. The Bach held that mila does not require bezdin. Shulchan Aruch holds that mila does require bezdin. Right? Shulchan Aruch quotes Rishonim that mila requires bezdin. So is the mila a ma'isa gerus equal to the tefila? Or is the mila just a tenai to remove hasara sa'ola, so it shouldn't be tovel v'sheres v'yoda? So I gave you the Ur Sameach, because the Ur Sameach is the one who says very clearly that the mila is like, mila and tefila are both equal chalokim, equal parts to the process of gerus. He compares it to the din of shnei dvorim hamatirim shemalim zeh b'loy zeh, two things which are matir, that each one, right, each one has some effect on its own. You need both matirim to complete the effect, but each one has some effect on its own. What are the examples, the other examples of that? The examples that the Gemara uses for that principle. Chalitza and Rikika, right? And also by the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shkita and the Zrika, to be Mekadish the Lechem, the Shtei HaLechem, right? So Gemara has a principle, it's really Rebbe's principle, Shnei Dvorim HaMatirin, right? Two things which create a Matir, right? Malim Zebelozer, each one can create a partial Matir. So for instance, by Chalitza and Rikika, you need both of them for the process of Chalitza. Now let's say, she did the Rikiko without doing the Chalitza, so the other brothers become Nifsal. They can't go ahead and do the Chalitza. There's already some kind of a Chalois with the Rikiko alone, even though that's not Matir. You need the Chalitza to be Matir, the Yevama to marry. But something happens, right? Because there's part of the Matir was already So the Arsameach wants to use this. The Gemara never says this about the Mila and Tefila by Gerus. The Arsameach uses this idea that the Mila and the Tefila are Shnei Dvorim HaMatirin, and therefore each of them have some kind of effect. L'chayre, if that's the Pshat, it shouldn't be, right? There should be no ikuv in terms of the Seder. The Shnei Dvorim HaMatirin. Malim Zebeloi Zeh, that something happens. And we've spoken and we've discussed this before. It could be that something already does happen, that the after the Mila, as far as Shabbos is concerned, Ben Noyesh Shavas is no longer Chayim Misa, maybe there's even a Chiyuv Mitzvah Shabbos, something might be Chal already with the Mila alone, even though the Geiris is not complete, actually Imo V'Yitvah. The Zecha Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Leponovich, explains, he has a very interesting tshuva about this, the shayla that we're going to discuss shortly. If someone is in sakon, he's sick, and you can't, let's say he's a hemophiliac, and you can't do mila on him, because it'll be a sakona for him, so can you do a gerus just with tefila alone? Is it like nichras hagid or not? So the equivalent of nichras hagid, the gerus is a tefila alone, and over here, since it's impossible to do the mila because it's a sakona, so do we say that it's a you can do? Can he be megaya? Can he be megaya? So in this tshuva of the zeicha Yitzchok, he talks about the machlokes between the Ramban against Tosfos and the Ra'ah. That the Ramban, the way he explains it, he uses his own lashonis. Uses his own lashonis. And did you get to this tshuva of the Zeicha Yitzchak? You got to it, yeah? So, let me read it a little bit inside, because it's Kedai. He's not so easy to read, the Zeicha Yitzchak. So he wants to say that the machloikis between the Ramban against Tosfos and the Ra'ah, Tosfos and the Ra'ah hold that Mila has to come before Tefila. The Ramban holds the Seder is not Ma'akev. Haramban svirale da hamila hu tahara kemo atvila. The mila is a tahara in the process of becoming a ger, just like the tvila. Lazed yichol alias gam laachri atvila. Then atvila tzvich alias gemara tahara. The tvila, both of them are somehow mitahir from the tumas akum, and mimela there's going to be kedushas Yisrael. So he says, just like the Raman says, in the process of the tomei meis. How does a tomei meis become tahor? What do you need? Mei poraduma, the hazor of the poraduma, and you also need tefillah in the mikvah. Right? So the Rambam says the seder is not ma'akid. You don't have to first have the hazor, and then lechatchila we do the hazor's poraduma first, and then the tefillah. But if you reverse the order, right, you'll do the tefillah and then the hazor's poraduma. Right? It's also going to work. Why? Because both of them are necessary in the Tahara process. So it doesn't really matter what the Seder is going to be. So too over here. Mila and Tvila are both mitahir mitumas akum. So the Seder doesn't matter. But Tosfos and the Ra'ah hold the Milvad, and this is the Chiddush that he has. Milvad din ha-Tahara al yidei ma'isa ha-Mila din ha-Relus ba'atzmo ma'akeves la'yeosos la'nichnas tachas kanfei ha-Shechina. So he says that according to Tosfos, there are two dinim in the Mila. Two dinim. Mila is a maisa gerus, like tefillah, right? It's a tahara in process in the Mila. Now there's a second din in the Mila, that the Mila is a ma'akev, because you have to remove the orlo, the adina relus, is a ma'akev to be nichnas tachas kanfei ha-Shechina, and that's the lashon of Tovel v'sheretz biyodo that in Mukhe Yosef and the Ra'ah use. Right? So there's a second din in the Mila. Right? Where do we find this second din? Right? The way we had a chakira, either it's this or that. Right? Mila is either Maisa Geiris or Mila is a ma'akev because you have to remove the Tumas Orla in order to do the Maisa Geiris atvil. He says there are two dinim. Where do you find that din? That Mila is a ma'akev, the Tumas Orla is ma'akev in the Geiris. So here it has, this is an Eluyas. What an insight. He says in the Gemara in Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Har Sinai with the Luchas and he saw Klal Yisrael worshipping the eagle, he broke the Luchas. Don kal v'choyme bi'atzmo. Moshe Rabbeinu made a kal v'choyme. That the Torah says that a mumar cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. Right? The mumar called Ben Necha lo yoichal bo. Even the Yisrael mumar cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Kal v'chaimer that a mumah, they're mumrim lavoi dezora. They're not roi to be mekabel the Torah." So he broke the luchos. So he says that ger shenitzke. So we see from there that for Kabbalah satoira, there has to be, if the a mumer is not roy lekabel the Torah, okay, beger shabod yiskaya de kochem kavoseichem nilma gamkein the kalvachayim. Okay, kamosha ori alosa bepesach, kein nami ef shalo lios Yisrael, kol sheyesh olavar. Moshe Rabbeinu made a kalvachayim for mumer by Korban Pesach to mumer for Kabbalah satoira, right? So the Zecha Yitzchak says, so we can say the same thing. If an Orel cannot eat Korban Pesach, an Orel cannot be Mekabel Torah. That's why you need the meal. There's a din that the Tumas Orlo is Ma'akev in the Geirus, in becoming a Jew. And that's why you need Mila, that's why you need Mila Tchila. In other words, you have these two dinim in Mila. Mila's a Ma'isa Geirus, Mitzad the Ma'isa Geirus, the Seder would not be Ma'akev. But mitzad, the tumah sa'orlo, that's ma'akev, and he learns that from Moshe Rabbeinu's kal v'chayme, from Pesach to Kabbalah sa'toyme. Right? L'zeh nira, d'mad d'boi mila t'chilo, rach shalo nimo klal, avol kol shenimo rach shalo l'shem yahadus, d'boi hatofes damriz, kahay gavna sha'orel eino oz. He says a chiddush. So let's say there was already a mila, this goy already was nimo. Right? He was nimol l'shem for health reasons. So now all you need is hatofes damris. But there's no orla. There's no orla. So he says, in a case like that, you'll need the hatofes damris mitzad the maise geirus, but not mitzad removing the tumasa orla. Because there is no orla. So in a case like that, the seder will not be ma'akev. So you have a ger shenisgaya kishu mohu. They have to do Hatovas Damris and Tvila. The Seder of Tvila and Hatovas Damris will not be Ma'akev, because there's no Tumas Orla over there. There is no Orla, right? And he brings a Raya that the Rambam says Katan Shanoilad Mohul is Mutar Bitruma. Even though a Katan Shanoilad Mohul, what do you have to do on that Katan Hatovas Damris? Hatovas Damris is not to remove Orla. Hatovas Damris is a mitzvah of doing Hatovas Damris. So Kotan Shanoilad Mo is allowed to eat Truma because he doesn't have an Orla. So to Geshi Nizgayek Shumahu, right, has to do Hatovas Damris for the Maisa Geirus. But there is no Orla there. So since there is no Orla, you don't have that Iku of Hasora Sa Orla, right? So then the Seder of the Tvila and Hatovas Damris is not Ma'akiv, whatever what the Seder will be. That's the way the Zecha Yitzchok learns. The yes.
5 to 1.
What's that? 5 to 1. Yeah. Okay. So almost finished. Just in the shaila of a chayla misukon, you can't do mila. So is that going to be ma'akev in the Geirus? So the Har Tzvi, I gave you the truth of the Har Tzvi about this, and the Zecha Yitzchak also has a truth about this, and the Har Tzvi says, because the one who asked the Shaila wanted to compare it to Nichas Agid, all you need is Tvila. So maybe over here, all you need is tefila, because it's sakona. That's what he says. It's very different than nichras agid, for two reasons. First of all, by nichras agid, there is no orla at all. It's not bichlal an orla. Over here, there is an orla. You just can't do bris mila now because of the sakona. First of all, maybe he'll be healed from the sakona eventually. And here it's possible in mitzias to do the mila. It's just that because of sakona, you're not going to do it. So it's very different. When we learn from an isha, nichras agid, we learn from the geiris of an isha, right? Because over there, by an isha, mila is iyasha bimtzius. By a nichras agid, it's also iyasha bimtzius. So you can learn iyasha bimtzius from iyasha bimtzius. But over here, it's efsha bimtzius, right? It's just not efsha according to halacha, because it'll be a sakona, but it's efsha bimtzius, and isha is efsha bimtzius. So the Har Tzvi says you can't learn Efsha b'mtzias from Efsha b'mtzias. Right? Nichas agid, you can learn from an isha because it's Efsha b'mtzias from Efsha b'mtzias. But not the case of the Misugin. The Zeichen Yitzchak also paskins that way. That someone who cannot do a milah because of sakona, but he has the Eiver, cannot undergo Geiris. I remember I was looking the whole Shabbos, I was looking for this. I once saw a story about that Reb Chaim Moise, somebody presented the Sefer to Reb Chaim Moise, and he wanted a Haskoma on this Sefer. I think it was a Shailas or Tshuvis. And I don't remember who it was though, and that Reb Chaim Moise read through some of the Tshuvis, and he saw a Tshuva in the Sefer that said that a chayla misukon, that you cannot do mila, can do a geirus with tvila alone. Chaim Moshe refused to give the haskam on the sefer because he said that that's incorrect. It's incorrect. You can't be megaya then. There's no chiyuv to be megaya. Right? You just can't be megaya under these circumstances. Just one last nakuda, tremendous chiddush. Nogeya to two things. First of all, about the halacha of tefilas kelim, right? Is hagola and then tefila ma'akev, is that seder ma'akev? So we saw that the rishonim we saw hold that it's not b'diavad, it's not ma'akev. You did the tefila before the hagola, it's not ma'akev. But in Shulchan Aruch it brings down two deis about this, right? Because the Rosh quotes a ri, the Torah quotes a ri that it's not ma'akev. V'yesh oimim, there's a rashva and a smag b'shem harashbam. That it is ma'akev because it's like toivel v'sheretz biyodai, right? And halacha l'maisa, you should do a tefila over again without a bracha. Tefila over again without a bracha. If you didn't kasher, let's say you bought kelim in a yard sale, and the kelim are treif, right? You bought metal kelim, pots and pans. So you have first kasher them, and then do the tefila. If you did the tefila before kashering, so you have to be toivel over again, but without a bracha, because safik brachis. Savi brothers lahakya. Interesting Dogel Miravava though. The Dogel Miravava wants to say that if the kelim are einon b'nei yoimon, then lekule yalme it won't be tevil v'sheretz biyoda. Then you can do the tefila before the hagolah. What's the reason for that? What's his reason? So Dogel Miravava says nosetam livgam. There's no iser in there. There's no iser in there. It's not tevil v'sheretz. Not tevil v'sheretz biyoda. But really, that's a chiddush. Because that gets involved in what's the din of a klisha in a ben yoma. See, a klisha in a ben yoma, right? It's nice and tam lifgam. So if you cooked in it, it's not going to answer the food, right? Midrabonin, you're not allowed to cook. You have to kasher it first. But that's only a gzeira otu ben yoma, right? They're afraid that if you use an eino ben yoma, you might come to use a ben yoma. So it's a gzeira. It's a din on the gavra. There's not a lot of cooking in it. But there really is a machlekes rishonim about nois in tam livgam on an ekli eino ben yoma. Does it mean that there's no isurin absorbed in the walls of the kli? There's no isurin there? Or no, there is isurin there. There is isur in the walls of the kli. But the isur can't answer another food because it'll be a nois in tam livgam. That's a machlekes. The Ran and the Rashba in Yeridaya. So it might be enough Gemina in terms of that Machlegis, whether what the Dogen Rufova is saying is correct, that it's not considered to be Toivel v'sheretz v'yodai if it's a Neino Ben Yom. Of course, when you buy something at a yard sale, a garage sale, it's going to be a Neino Ben Yom. Right? So according to the Dogen Rufova, if you'll do Tvila on it before the Hagolah, of course, you have to do a hagola on it. You're not allowed to use that kli without doing hagola. But if you do tefila before the hagola, according to Dogen Ravova, it will be you won't have to do the tefila over again. Just one last, a tremendous chiddush from the Avnei Nezer that I saw quoted in the Shem Mishmuel. I saw this years ago. What's the din if a ger is megayir? What does he have to do with his kelim? The kelim that he had as a ger, and now he becomes a Jew. So of course he has to kasher the kelim. Does he have to be toivel his kelim? Right? They were his before, they're his now. He's not buying kelim from a goy. So is it now he's becoming a Jew? Do we say it's like he's before the Kehilim belonged to a Goy, and now they're belonging to a Jew. Does he have to be Tovel, the Kehilim? What would you say? Pashtus, yes. Pashtus, yes. Yeah, before they belonged, they had Tumasakum, and now there's Kedushas Yisrael. So you have to be Machtis them into Kedushas Yisrael through Tevil. There is an Avdei Neza, a Chiddush, we don't Paskin like this, but the Avdei Neza says he doesn't have to be Tovel his own Kehilim. Why? Because when the Ger is Tovel, and he gets Kedushas Yisrael, the Kedushas Yisrael radiates to anything that he has in his Rishus, to anything that he owns. So the tefillah on the ger itself sounds a little bit Hasidish, but he paskins that way lahalocha, the Avnei Nezer, right? That the tefillah that gives him Kedushas Yisrael also affects anything, any kelim that he already owns, and therefore they are nichnas l'kedushas Yisrael without actually being tovel them. Again, that's not halocha l'maise. Question is though, would be an interesting shayla, and this I have to look into. Based on this Avnei Nezer, maybe the Ger should be Tevil the Kelim without a Bracha. Since there is an Avnei Nezer who says you don't have to do Tevilas Kelim, so maybe for the Chashash of a Safi Bracha Levatolo, maybe he should do it without a Bracha because of the Avnei Nezer. But he certainly has to do Tevilas Kelim. Okay, let's go back in for the Shmuz. Okay, Tuesday. Well, next year will be Tuesday.